Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
We just played a little bit of a song on all the sessions this weekend by a guy named Ricky Nelson. He was the Justin Bieber of the day. Anybody old enough to remember this guy? And he wrote that song that says, I went to a garden party, everyone knew my name. What happened at the garden party was that he went there and all these like famous singers were there, right? They had like an event, and next thing you know, he started singing a song that wasn't one of his hit songs. It was a new song, which is scriptural because the Bible said, sing unto the Lord a new song. Come on, somebody. But everybody had a preconceived idea of what he should be singing. And so he ends up getting booed off the stage, and he's mad. And he wrote the lyrics of the song, and I wanted to read just a little bit of the lyrics to the song. This is a great lyric. It says, someone opened up the closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing the guitar like ringing a bell, looking like he should. He was doing everything everybody wanted him to do. Then it says, if you've got to ever play at a garden party, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I was going to sing, I'd rather drive a truck. Man, that's a guy that's very strong in the way he feels about what he wants to do. In other words, he says, I'd rather drive a truck than continue to be who other people want me to be. So today, I want to talk about the pressure of being who other people want you to be and how to follow your heart. Because each and every person in here, you've got somebody in your past. Maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a boss, maybe it's a dad, maybe it's a mom. And they said, couldn't you be more like your brother? Can't you be more like, or they say this, you're just like your dad. You're just like your mom. Well, number one, we know that none of us are just like anyone because you all have a thumbprint. If you do the crime, you're going to do the time. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, don't do the crime. Don't do the crime. So if you have a unique thumbprint, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You might have some similarities that resemble somebody, but at the end of the day, you are the best version that God could have created. When he made you, you were a masterpiece. You were not a mistake. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. God made you the way you are. Now we need to be the saved version of who we are. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to get saved. So you need to be the same version of who you are, but that's why we go to church. So how do we do that? We must open up the eye of our heart. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, it says this. I love it. It says, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. Eyes in my heart? I thought I only had two eyes in my head. If you're a mom, you have one in the back of your head. Come on, somebody. But you've got an eye in your heart. May the eyes of your heart be flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope which you were called. That rich inheritance. So this eye in your heart helps you fulfill your purpose. Everybody in here has a unique design, a purpose, what God has called you to do, who God has called you to be. But if you're left alone with your thoughts, oftentimes you're thinking what they wanted you to be. I watch dads do this sometimes with kids. They'll be like, you're going to be a great ball player. Oh, they're really good. Because they got money, they kind of buy a ball, the ball field, or they promote their kids to be this or that or the other. And the kid might not want to be that at all. I always wanted to make sure that Austin had the right to be whoever he wanted to be. He ended up being a preacher, but I was surprised. But it was what the desire that God put in his heart, not the one that I forced him to. In fact, his biological dad, which is a great dad, is a phenomenal guy, he pushed Austin towards a certain education. He pushed him towards ball. And all those things are fine. But at the end of the day, you've got to be the you that God has called you to be, and only you know that deep in your heart. So you have an eye in your heart, and this eye is the one who tells you, you shouldn't marry that person. You shouldn't be with those people. You shouldn't take that job. Some of us have given up on things that God has put in our heart because we're not looking at the eye of our heart. We're looking at our natural eyes, and other people are making decisions for us, manipulating through money, power, control. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. Come on, our city. Now, I know all about manipulation because I think everybody here knows that, with all due respect, I love my daddy so much. He's an unbelievable guy. But he actually loved me so much that he loved me too much. And the fact that it caused problems with my brothers because there was a real obvious gap between his love for me and his love for them. And then that caused all kinds of problems. But one of the things that he did that wasn't so healthy is because he loved me so much, he tried to control my life because he was afraid I would leave him and be successful. So he would do stuff like this. Hey, listen, I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. You could never do that. You'll never be that. There was always little digs and problems. In fact, sometimes on a Tuesday night, he would preach, and I wasn't trying to preach, but I would be like, hey, I could preach because, you know, you're kind of throwing up or whatever. You go, no, no, people don't want to hear you. It wouldn't work. There's no way. Huh. Then when he passed on, some people did want to hear me, and the church did grow exponentially. And then I still had this thing in my head going, this is such a shocker, though, because I thought nobody wanted to hear me. Because if you're not careful, somebody can actually pass away, and you can still hear the powerful words that they had playing in your head. I'm saying that this is the year that you got to release them and release him in your life and start focusing on the eye of your heart. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Focus on the eye of your heart. At Earth City today, sitting there in all those seats, if you look around to the right and the left, I was there earlier at that session, and I'm not doing all the sessions live today. I'm going to Weldon in a moment, but that's why I'm streaming here at this one. But I never thought I could pastor that church. I would still hear in my head, people don't want to hear you. You can't do this. See, my dad, he did love me a lot. It was out of fear that he did it. So I'm saying, don't try to manipulate people because you're afraid they're going to leave you. The best way for people to stay with you long term is don't try to control them. Love them. So you'll see me on the front row on a Tuesday night. There'll be a pastor up here and you'll see me with my hands slapping the stage like, go, you go, look at you go. They might not even be that good, but I want them to think they're that good. Come on, somebody. So they'll rise to the level of being great. Somebody ought to help me right now. And I say that jokingly. All our guys are good. But follow the eye of your heart so that you can fulfill the purpose in your life. Verse 19 says, so that you can know and understand. Everybody shout, understand. What is the immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing greatness of the power for us, who he demonstrated himself through this mighty strength, which he exerted through Christ when he raised him up from the dead. Now notice, you were in a dead situation. Your marriage might be dead right now. Your finances might be dead. But when Jesus was raised to life, we were raised with him. And now he's seated in heavenly places, it says on the screen. Now it says that we're seated with him. Verse 22 says, so now he has put all things under his feet. He is the universal, supreme head of the church. Everything is under his feet. Now we have the power to use the name of Jesus. So lack is under our feet. Depression is under our feet. Clinical depression under our feet. Alcohol abuse under our feet. Drug addiction under our feet. In other words, if you're so worried about them bills, them kids, them children, them employees, then you can't really fulfill the God-given purpose that you have, and you're listening to the internal lies on the inside of you, and you're internalizing internal lies. Instead of saying, hey, hang on, God is anointing me, God believes in me, I know they didn't, but he is the supreme universal head of the world. Nobody's smarter than God. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. And he believed in you. He said you can do it. So you got to make sure that you're exercising the power of that I in your heart. Now, over in Psalms, and one of my favorite Psalms is Psalm 16, verse 7. It says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Who gives you counsel? Not Oprah. Not Dr. Phil. God gives you counsel. Now, check it out. There's that heart word again. My heart also instructs me in the night season. My heart, and I in your heart, instructs you in the night season. Now, nighttime. You go to bed. How many of y'all, sometimes your mind gets to going when you get in bed? Raise your hand. Let's try this again, all campuses. How many of y'all got a mind? How many of y'all like me and you've given away a lot of pieces of your mind? You're not sure how many pieces you got left, but there are some up there rattling around. So they say that if you count sheep, why do they do that? Because you can narrow your thoughts down to one thing. But counting sheep doesn't work for me because I always say, oh, there's a squirrel. What was that squirrel? And then I think about other things. But the purpose is your mind eventually gets exhausted or whatever, as aspirated, and now you go to sleep. When you wake up, your mind gets to going again. But it's kind of sluggish. So we know, obviously, we're low on coffee. Can I get an amen to that? So you're like, oh man, I must be really low on coffee. So now we get coffee in our system, right? And it's not a drug, it's a vitamin. So this coffee wakes our brain up, gets us moving. But the brain's sluggish. But that's a good thing, because when the brain is sluggish, the heart is really receptive. The heart can give you counsel. So in the morning, when you wake up, here's a trick to the trade. It says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. He instructs me in the night season. So when you wake up, you say, Lord, I thank you today. I'm not going to run to my phone. I'm going to run to the throne. Because what happens, as soon as you run to the phone, you get these texts and emails. Some of them are adorable, and it makes you do this. But then some of them are blah, 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 blah. You're, I can watch you. Your face is like, I watch Nicole all the time. She's reading a text. She's like, must be a good one. Then you read it next one. So our emotions are up and down based on this. And this is a wonderful device. I'm not against it. I think it's awesome. But the fact is, sometimes this keeps us so tethered to problems, there is no escape for us. So if you're in the middle of Fiji or you're some tropical destination, work, you didn't leave work. You didn't take a vacation. You're still working. You're still upset. You're just upset 11,000 miles away from home. Spending money you don't have. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. You're like, this isn't working. And you come back from vacation and go, why am I still tired? Because we are dealing with the fruit instead of the root. Everybody shout, the fruit instead of the root. So we've got a root problem, not a fruit problem. So if we're upset all the time, oftentimes it's because we're trying to impress everybody else, replenish our strength and energy through other people, drugs, abuse, whatever. And then we're really never really that excited, or we feel condemned. I'm on Instagram a lot. If you were following me this morning, you would have seen it. I posted or reposted a guy on Instagram last night. He was at a huge bar in St. Louis. I don't know what bar it is, but it's a mega huge bar. And there's the music thumping, thum, 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 girls dancing, dot, 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 dot. Drinks are flying, and they got these big screens, right? And on the big screen, this guy's on Instagram, and he goes, Pastor David from Faith Church, you're in the bar preaching on every screen. This is weird. And then the next one, he goes again, and he says, I mean every screen. And then at the bottom, it says, this is very exciting, but at the same time, I'm kind of scared that God's trying to tell me something. You guys pay to go in bars and preach. Okay, so here, I was in a bar last night on every screen, and I was preaching the gospel in a cool, relevant way. But that guy knew he could send me that, and I wouldn't be like, you were at a bar? You're going to hell on a fast pass? Can you believe? No, he knew that I wouldn't judge him. I'm saying, am I saying that lifestyle that you may choose, or that I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to pull out the best in you and say, God loves you in spite of you. You might be working through something. Somebody ought to help me right now. But don't. It's not going to help anybody by judging people. Love people. I want to be where the people are. I want to be where they're drinking and dancing. I'm making this up right now. I want to preach a happy Jesus to them. How about you? Why don't we go? Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. I'll never make it as a singer. I want to be where the people are. I don't want a church full of religious people. Won't you come to be like us? Because, you know, just because they sin different than we sin, you're all sinners. And not like you go to a different division of hell. Hell is hell. And we were all going, except Jesus came. And now if we follow the eye of our heart, we don't even have to live in hell right now. You don't have to be abused by that man. You don't have to be abused by those kids. Enjoy your life. Follow your dream. And obviously, this is the sanctified dream. It's not like my dream is to chase women and be the next Hugh Hefner. Wrong answer. I hope our city is participating. They look very disappointed right now. I'm here to tell you today that there is a God. He's on the inside of your heart. And he created you in his image. And he said, I will counsel you in the night season. Let's go to verse 11 for sake of time. Same chapter, verse 11. It says, you will show the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is fullness of joy. You show the path of life, not your dad. So I do church different than like 99.9% of all pastors. In fact, I heard a conversation that just happened between two mega pastors about me. It was positive. If I said their name, you'd know them. They're the biggest in the business. And the one big guy said to the other big guy, I admire David Crank's freedom because he just wears what he wants, says what he wants, does what he wants. Because most of them, like if I took a picture with them, I'm like, hey guys, let's get a selfie. And I took a selfie and we're at a restaurant. Obviously, selfie, you got to get your head up, right? And I take it, they'll go, oh my gosh, there's a bunch of bottles in the back. Can we turn that around? And I go, why? Well, people will think we're at the bar. I go, man, at my church, people would be happy that I was at a bar. Not, they would be like, they would know me and know that I'm a terrible guy. I'm not out drinking and partying. I was there at a restaurant and I was loving people that were at a bar and they come up to me and how are we going to meet sinners if we're not with them? Come on, give it up for God. That's what I want to do. So I had to follow my purpose. Somebody ought to help me with this. Follow your heart. Do what God tells you to do, and that's going to look very different than everybody else. There was no models for Faith Church when we started. Marcus Lamb told me the other day, he said, we're having a discussion with some people in South Africa about Faith Church. And they said, tell me the model. And he goes, there is no model for Faith Church, but when they're done, there will be. Because we are setting a trend. We are preaching the happy Jesus. I'm preaching the Jesus that said, I'm not pointing the finger to this way, I'm pointing it this way. We're preaching that Jesus said that, this amazing grace stuff that I once was lost and blind, and now Jesus set us free. We're not like coming to church because we're perfect. We're coming to church because we're so not perfect, but we're perfect in Him. And the more we figure out how good He is, the better chance we got to be in a better version of us. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. I love Jesus. So don't judge people. Don't be mean to people. And don't allow other people to determine the song you sing. Not in an attitude bad way, though. Let's balance that. Because when he said, if you got to play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. What was the line? If memories were all I sang, I would rather drive a truck. Yeah, that's his line. That's fine. But you don't need to do it with a bad attitude. Some people plow their own path, and it's a rebellious path. The path should always be plowed with love. Here's why we do what we do, and here's what we do, and here's why we do it. If you're a corporate leader, you got to know this. It's a why and the what. You can't just tell people what to do. You have to tell them why we do it. And if they understand the why, they'll do the what. But if you don't get the why right, no what's going to happen. So now in your life, don't plow the what you're going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's my way or the highway. No, it says, now you got to, you're this person who's really making people mad. And you're alone. So you got to say, hey, here's what I feel God's calling me to do. I know you want me to do that, but here's the strength that I want to do. I feel called to do. And of course, receive counsel and wise counsel. But at the end of the day, you got to plan your own path, but it's got to be done through the power of the Holy Spirit, through that eye that's in your heart. Because most of the time, I got a question. How many of y'all a lot of times know what to do, but you don't do it? Come on, our city, raise your hand. How many of y'all knew you weren't supposed to do something and you did it and you're like, I knew I wasn't supposed to do that. Some of you are sitting next to him right now. Come on, right now. But now you made that decision. You might get what you want, but you might not want what you get. So you got to follow that heart issue, because if not, everybody's pulling on you all the time to get you to conform to what they want you to be. Even your kids. Mom, 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 mom. Anybody ever heard that a lot? Dad, dad, dad. But mom more than anything. But so now you're like, man, I'm not going to make them happy. And moms feel guilt. They feel shame. They feel disappointed. They're trying to do good. And then you get a teenager who thinks, you know what, you're stupid anyway. You don't love me. You're like, I was the one when you yelled at 2 years old, I'm done. I ran to the toilet. I did love you. And I expect that in return when I get old. Come on, somebody, help me right now. Because you, just because they're dissatisfied with you right now, you love them, but you can't let it ruin your day. Because they won't be 14 forever. They won't be 18 forever. Someday they're going to wake up and realize, Mom was good. I miss her. Too bad she's not here anymore. So you've got to just make sure right now that you follow your heart through a loving way to say, I'm going to seek peace. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm not going to let other people's mood determine whether I'm happy, because I'm happy by faith. Even when I'm not happy, I'm laughing happy. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, I'm happy. Everybody shout, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
So, you just got to determine your own path. Last night I was out with Ashton. We were on a little date together, me and my daughter. And we're driving down the road, and out of the clear blue, we went to take a shake. And out of the clear blue, she says this to me. She says, Dad, no matter whatever happens, I will never let Austin and Morgan put you in a home. Do I look like I need a home? How many days do I have left? Come on, somebody, a home. And then I didn't even want to dig deeper into the question to find out, why is it about them? That kind of implied that, now you won't be living with me, but I'm not going to let them. So then I said, that's so sweet, I appreciate it, but I plan on living in my own home forever, 80, 90 years old. I'm going to live in my own home because I'm going to follow my heart. Somebody ought to help me instead of my stomach, which will cause me to end up being at the wrong place. But if you've seen Ashton today, tell her, thanks for taking care of your dad like that. Plan your own path through the direction of the Holy Spirit. So how do you do that? When you wake up in the morning, you listen to your heart. You go to church, you go through growth track, you get in a small group, you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You will relapse back on the abuse of alcohol, relapse on the abuse of drugs, because actually what you're doing is you're not letting God in control. You're still in control, you say, but you're not actually in control. You're allowing what other people said to determine what God wants you to do. And you have to blaze your own path with peace and tranquility and really enjoy it. And stop that inner conflict that's going on the inside. Stop allowing people to put fear on you. There's a scripture that says this in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. It says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, spirit of timidity, but a power and of love and a sound mind. So notice that it's a spirit. It's not even just normal. It's like, why am I so afraid? Why am I so insecure? Why do I feel like I can't? You've got to decide, hang on, that's a spirit of fear. And I rebuke that spirit of fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And you start making affirmations about yourself. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm anointed. I'm qualified. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm happy. I'm attractive. People look at me and like me. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Come on, Earth City. Everything that I touch turns to good. God, and none of those things might be real right now to you. But you're calling those things that be not as though they were. And you do it with a smile on your face. And you say, I'm believing that. That's the way it's going to be. Instead of, I'm unattractive. I'm a loser. People don't like me. I always do that wrong. And the fact is, now you're burying yourself with your own words. Instead of saying what God said about you, now you're saying what the devil said about you and what you said about you, which was based on what they said about you. And we love them, but we can't live our life by them. We have to live our life by Him. And that's why we go to church every week. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. That's why we lift our hands in worship every week. That's why we bless the Lord. Because I guarantee you this, I know this about you and you at our city as well. I know that you love God or you wouldn't be here today. I know that God has more for you and you know that. But you've allowed the enemy to talk you out of what God is trying to talk you into. And when you look around at your life or mine, if it hadn't been for God, you know you shouldn't be here. We don't deserve to be here. But look at God. He had a purpose and a call for our life. But if you're living just for pleasure of making somebody else happy, or you're living just for a paycheck, you lose the sense of feeling anymore. And I've been there where I couldn't feel anymore. I've worked so hard as part of the reason I'm streaming right now is sometimes I'll work too hard, do too many services, and then I'm like, I can't feel anymore. I have no emotions. I don't feel anything. What's wrong with me? And actually, nothing's wrong with me. I'm tired. So then Ashton might have to put me in a different kind of home. Come on, somebody. It's like, that home, and they're going to put medicine in you. Because what we're doing is we're not taking the right medicine. What is the right medicine? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Count it all joy when you fall into temptation. So if there's no joy, there's no strength. So if you're like, I can't make the kids happy. I can't make my husband happy. I can't make anybody happy. Why am I not happy? You're not happy. You're tired. You need to tell them, somebody go in there and make me a Hot Pocket right now. Somebody bring me a soda up in here. And somebody turn on Tommy Boy. Come on, somebody right now. And you take your laundry upstairs. Shut the daggum light off. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. I don't care what your daddy said. Y'all, they're not clapping here because they're writing it down. Okay, take the laundry, Hot Pocket. I don't really like a Hot Pocket. What about a pizza? Okay, whatever. Just control your life. Don't let your life get out of control because of the pressure of other people. Because I'm telling you right now, I got a lot of pressure of people. I got loads of pressure. Oh, y'all looking at me right now. There's a lot of pressure. Hoping I'm making sense. grabbing stuff, trying not to look at my notes too much, in my own point. How long has it been since I've been funny? Have I got enough Bible in there? I got a lot of pressure. I'm really upset about my daughter saying that last night. The whole thing, I just got a lot going on. I don't know. No. I have to just be me. And I have to trust the material and trust my heart. And I'm just flowing. I hope I'm helping somebody. If not, I'm helping me. I'm feeling better. I'm going to go home and have a hot pocket. Come on, I want to enjoy my life. Maybe you're just tired. I got a little YouTube clip that somebody sent me. And I think this little girl's so cute. Check this out.
Finley. Finley, come here. Look at me. You have to stop crying. Okay?
Yeah.
Come here right now. Look at mommy for a minute. You stop crying right now, okay?
Okay.
Are you crying?
No.
Not
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm happy.
You're happy?
I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah, you're laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to watch Sophia?
Yep.
Okay, no more crying, okay?
I'm a little bit tired.
You think you're a little bit tired. Okay, you can take a little nap?
Nervous?
Maybe.
Come okay. On, give it up for that kid. That kid's tired. I think I just might be a little bit tired. I think some of y'all need to be. I just might be tired. I just think somebody needs to make me a hot packet before I stab somebody. I might be tired. You want to take us? You want to take a nap in my bed? Yeah, your bed. I just saw a guy look at a girl like, hey, if you're married, come on, somebody. You might just be tired. As you are under extended pressure, and some of you have been for a long time, you can't fix it in 2 days. Took a vacation for a week. Still messed up. I think I'm clinically depressed. No, you're clinically tied to this. And I'm preaching to me right now because this thing runs my life. My email's here, my texts are here, my life is here. In fact, if this battery goes dead, I've got to go home. But I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, I'm just saying that sometimes we never really get away. And if you don't really get away from those thoughts and say, hang on, certain times of the week, Sunday for sure, is not an option. It's not a work day. I'm going to watch online real quick when I'm driving. I'm taking the kids to soccer. I'm doing this. No. That's nice. If you live some distant city, this online campus is great. But if this is an excuse for you to pay your bills at the same time you're doing that, it won't work. You're going to be emaciated, exhausted, aspirated, and you'll end up losing in the end. For me and my house, we serve the Lord. We come to church. We lift up our hands. We get around other believers. Come on, somebody ought to help me. We get in a small group. We stay faithful. Come on, somebody ought to stay with me right now. I'm saving your marriage. I'm keeping you off meds. You saw that little girl. I just might be tired. My emotions are all over. Maybe it's not that you don't love him anymore. You just don't have any feelings for him anymore. Well, you guys haven't went on a date in a long time. He said a lot of things and you said a lot of things. Maybe you could start saying a lot of the right things and they might not be reciprocated for a good while because maybe the marriage is tired. My kids are just bad. Maybe you've said a lot of things. Maybe they said a lot of things. We didn't get in this mess overnight. We won't get out overnight. But we got to make sure our joy is there. We got to make sure our peace is there. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. And if those aren't exhibited in the Christian life, you'll be mad. Why am I aggravated? Just aggravated. Anybody like me and you get too mad too quick? Raise your hand. It's like, oh, I just get mad. Like, you could be like, why doesn't this phone work? Maybe it's just me. Why won't that red light change? You get mad too quick? Hey, there's an inner conflict happening. You need peace that passes all understanding. You need to accept the fact that you can't change everything. In fact, come on, our city. If you could change somebody, you'd change you, but you can't change you. I've given up on several areas of my life. I'm like, I'm probably never going to change that. It's probably not going to happen. I'm probably never going to have six-pack abs. Probably never, ever going to happen. It's not that I don't know how. It's not that it's not humanly possible. It's just that I like food. Anybody in here? So I was like, I could have that. But I mean, how often do you, I can't preach with my shirt off. People would be like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. So if I can't show it, there's no sense in dealing with it. So just enjoy. So I'm happy for you because I can't show you my abs, but I can show you I'm happy after I eat a double steak burger from Steak and shake with cheese fries and a bowl of beans. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. So then I can be happy. So I'll probably never fix that. I just give up on that. I'm trying to take care of myself the best I can. You know, wash it down. I took green smoothies, got green shots, whatever. Do everything I can. But at the end of the day, I'm going to enjoy my life. You know, I'm just going to kill you. What a way to go. Come on, somebody say, oh, man. But enjoy your life. Laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Just by faith sometimes. Drive down the road when you're tired and about to cry. Just ha, 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 ha. Pastor said to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And before long, if you smile while you're ha, 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 eventually your brain gets confused and goes, and you start laughing at yourself. And then you got a little medicine, and when you get home, you're not like, ha, you're more like, had a great day. Forget the office. I can't get it all done today, but I will do better tomorrow. In fact, actually, tomorrow's going to be so great. Today's going to be jealous. I'm doing better every day. If you ask me that, you say, how you doing? I go, I'm getting better every day, and I feel like I'm in next week, even if I'm about to cry, because I'm confessing it. And then the rest lines up. I want you to raise your hand right now with your eyes open like you're at a, I mean, not yet, I'm sorry, you were so obedient. That lady was like, she's ready. If I was doing the Jerry Maguire movie, she's like, I will go with you. But if this really did help you, I really needed it. I'm just curious because I don't want to raise your hand. Our city too as well, okay? You can put it down. All of us are insecure. Every campus. And church is a place where you don't come to get cleaned up. You know, you clean up to come. You come here and then over time, you get better. But I can promise you this. The more church services you miss, the more you're lackadaisical about it, the longer it's going to take you to really enjoy your life. And then what happens to a lot of people, here's what, some things I say I shouldn't say, I'm about to say something I shouldn't say, but sometimes I watch some people getting divorced in their 50s and so on, and they've been married a long time, and they blame it on, well, the kids are gone. And the more I'm studying it, I'm finding out that a lot of people are just having a change in their life right now. And when they change their life, he doesn't know how to deal with it, and she doesn't know how to deal with it. And the fact is, we all change. You're not 18 anymore. You're not 35 anymore. When that stuff changes, you got to make sure that you're grounded in the Word, where you go, I'm not moved by my feelings. And then hang around people that have already figured out. I talk to people that are wise. I was on the phone with my spiritual mom, Joyce Meyer, Friday, just talking. She was exercising. She's talking to me, and she's walking. And she's 75 years old, and she's working out. And she's talking to me about... Okay, she wasn't like, well, how you doing? Kids put me in a home. I can't really breathe or walk. I got my cane. No, she's fighting it. And you have to fight it. And the more of the Word you got in you, at 75, she looks pretty good, right? Now, she's had some plastic surgery. She got a little money. Come on, somebody. When I get older, I'm going to get some work done myself. I got some stuff. I might have abs. Come on, somebody. If you can implant them, put them on there. Again, somebody's judging people. I don't think you need to do it. I was joking. I was kidding. Plus, if you'd like it, I wasn't joking. I meant it. I'm going to get it done. Come on, I'm going to get it done. It's good for you.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.